pledges for you guys to sign before you leave today. And
as a high school teacher, Amanda Drews is used to asking questions to get answers. And that's what the Oak Creek instructor did to find out why young drivers text. The first response she got, boredom behind the wheel.
What are other reasons you text and drive? Because people are texting you.
Texting while driving is illegal in Wisconsin, along with 36 other states. In addition, a new state law taking effect in November prohibits probationary drivers from using a cell phone at all, except in emergencies. Sandra Huxtable is director of the Wisconsin State Patrol Bureau of Transportation Safety. She says teens are singled out for good reason.
Everyone can be distracted. What we're talking about, though, is that this age group is the most vulnerable when it comes to traffic injury, serious injury, and traffic fatalities, in part because of their inexperience. You or I, because we're a little bit more experienced with driving, we might be able to multitask a little bit better.
A 2010 survey from the Centers for Disease Control shows 9% of motorists in the U.S. text regularly while driving. The lower the age, the higher that percentage. 25% of 18 to 29-year-olds report texting fairly often while driving. Teacher Amanda Drews says adults influence habits behind the wheel. What kids see, they may do.
I think role modeling is huge, and I think we need to not only address teens. We all are texting because instant communication is wonderful. It just needs to be taught when is appropriate, when is safe.
To show how unsafe texting while driving can be, the students at the summit watched post-accident video footage and a documentary called The Last Text, real-life stories of people whose lives ended or were changed because of inattentive driving. Some also took part in an obstacle course. The vehicle was a bike with training wheels. The road, a 2-foot-wide patch of carpeting. The cyclists had to balance on the bike, stay in between the lines, and type this message.
There was, "Hey Serena, meet me at the restaurant at 5 p.m. See you there."
That's 18-year-old Lucas Kolasch of Monticello. He didn't make it far before being busted by colleagues for veering off the road.
You have 2 violations.
He's in first violation.
Kolasch estimates he sends up to 100 texts a day. He says his smartphone is an integral part of his life.
I don't know what I would do without my phone. I do everything, emails, some schoolwork I have to do on my phone, everything. It's just like a mini computer all the time.
The Wisconsin Summit on Teen Texting and Driving comes on the heels of a conference in Washington, D.C. last fall. Wisconsin students who attended the D.C. summit were instructed to spread the word about distracted driving to their peers. 18-year-old Liz Pratt of Monticello says some take it to heart, others shrug it off.
Some are just like, okay, I've heard this before, it's the same thing, but when you watch a video and see what has happened to people, it's like, okay, that could happen to me if I was sending that text message. So it's really scary, kind of.
Pratt says the crash videos unnerved her. She's considering turning off her phone while driving. There are also mobile phone apps that send an auto-reply message to incoming texts and emails, which a driver can respond to when done driving. AT&T offers one of those applications. Spokesman Jim Greer explains why it's preferable for people who don't want to turn off their phones when they get in the car.
Well, I think in sort of the instant world of technology that we live in, people want to respond quickly, and people often expect a quick response, especially to something like text messaging. And this allows you to offer that quick response without taking your eyes off the wheel.
Imagine driving the length of a football field without looking. According to the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, that's how long the average text message takes, 5 seconds, going 55 miles per hour. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.